Hello. It's 5 a.m. in the morning. I think I went to bed at 12 or 1 o'clock or something. And at 4 o'clock, I was woken up by my dog, Chip. My other dog is Micro. So I have two dogs named Micro and Chip, Microchip. And we go for walks with Microchip. Anyway. So, about 4 o'clock, my dog started to wake up and be miserable, because about 3 or 4 days ago, he started to get one of those hot spots on his back, and it was small, but it was really red, because in the heat, and because I don't really see any fleas on him, and I gave him a bath, and I just don't see any fleas on him. It just got... it's just one of those hot spots caused by the sun. I mean, not the sun, but the heat and probably the fireworks, the stress of the fireworks, I have a feeling did something to it also, because it didn't happen until after that. Anyway, I put the topical spray that the vet gives you. I had some of that left over. And those pills... I think they're like an antihistamine or something been given to him, but I don't know. That spray that you put on him just seems to make it redder. So I use that for a couple of days, and then I get on the internet. It's a good thing, you know, I'm a techie person. So I have been reading for the last several days on different ways to cure my dog's hot spot. And just about the time I think I have it fixed, it flares back up again in another spot. And, you know, it just takes 1 minute of looking away or going to the bathroom and just getting away from your dog where he can turn around and just start scratching. And that's what he's been doing. So we made a homemade collar. Gene made this homemade collar out of cardboard and duct tape. It looks like something from an outer space. It looks like an alien. And we've been dealing with this for like 3 days now. And it's getting better, but then just it's looking better. Like I said, it flares up. But I got to tell you, the best thing that I found on the internet that worked is you can use green or black tea, but I had some old green tea that I used. I made a gallon of it. And then I soaked it in the green tea. I mean, I just smashed the tea bags all up, and so I've got some nice gallon of green tea solution, which was pretty strong, actually. And I've been using that to wash off the hot spots, and it seems to cool them down. Well, I use cold water because they get so hot. And he just walks up to me and says, okay, I think I need some. So, and he stands there. He's such a sweetheart. He's about 8 years old now. He's a border collie mixed. And he's so gentle, so sweet. So I used that solution. It seemed to calm him down. And then that spray, that hydrocortisone or sulfur spray or whatever that is that the vet gave, I used it at first, but it just makes it all red, and it seems like it's like putting something on a burn, you know, it just makes it worse. So I actually stopped using that, and the tea, what it does is it dries out the skin, and that's what you want, it dried out, because I've been reading all this, and it says dry out, right? So that works. So now the last day, I've been putting... also, I've been putting Gold Bond powder, because I know that works. The powder dries the area out, and it's got a medication in it, and it just really works. So I did a tea rinse and a little Gold Bond powder. Of course, I just got on the internet, and I read that if they ingest it, it's got zinc in it and can be really bad. But he's not ingesting it. He's just having it on him. But anyway... So I'm just now trying to, he's resting comfortably, and he's just a poor baby. So there's my report for 5 in the morning now.